Many people don't think through what their needs will be in their senior years as their physical capabilities or health decline, but experts in the field of elder care believe that is a mistake. WRVO Public Media recently held a community forum in Ithaca on the topic, and news director Catherine Loper has this story.
If you look at the research, people tend not to like to plan for unpleasant things in the future.
That's gerontologist Carl Pillemer of Cornell University. He researches and writes about the ways people can maintain happy, healthy lives when they're elderly. But he, like the other panelists, say in order to do that, individuals need to think about their retirement long before they reach that age.
I think that a problem with younger people is that their view of old age is much too short. That people have an image in their 30s and 40s of the end at 60 or 70, not realizing that they may still have left as much time as they had, say, in the workforce. So I think there's this much longer time span needed in which people think about having to need your body for 100 years.
Many people may save money for retirement, but that's only the beginning of the planning process. Growing older can mean a need for different transportation options, more access to medical care, and help with a variety of tasks. But the decisions really all start with housing. Panelist Bill Thomas is a physician and an innovator in senior housing. He says the vast majority of the time, older people would be better off not staying in the same house they've lived in most of their adult years. But he says many seniors are reluctant to make that change.
The problem is, in American society, if you make a decision to leave your home, it is ascribed as a failure and that you're on a downward slope and that's it, it's over.
Staying in your own home, or what's called aging in place, can be especially problematic in rural areas, like many parts of central and northern New York. Transportation can be an issue, and it can keep you further away from medical care, other options for help, and most importantly, a sense of community.
People right here in our community actually are living alone and lonely lives, isolated, bored, cut off from the community. Aging is a team sport. And if you want to play and you want to win, you've got to be with people. And aging in place often, too often, makes that impossible.
Panelist Martha Stettinius is an author and caregiver advocate. She says most people will need some form of long-term care and that women who have a longer life expectancy are more likely to require it than men.
Unfortunately, people don't know what long-term care involves, right? It can be anything from cooking and cleaning and shopping to bathing, dressing, toileting, and feeding someone. There's a long range. For people with Alzheimer's and other dementias, it can last up to 20 years and deplete your hard-earned savings.
Stettinius was the primary caregiver for her mother, and she says she learned from her own experience the importance of letting your family members know early on your desires for where you live and how you will be cared for before you're unable to. And the more children of seniors can be involved in the planning process, the better. All of the panelists agreed that governments need to make adjustments to communities to accommodate a growing senior population. Baby boomers are aging, and in recent years, upstate New York has struggled to keep younger people in the region. For WRVO News, I'm Catherine Loper.